Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, he was awesome. I mean, he really was. I had referenced earlier, there was a game 15 or so years ago, Reggie Evans won a playoff game for the Sixers. Shake Milton did win a playoff game in 2021 for the Sixers. And I think Danielle Marshall might have pulled one out randomly.
I feel like right? That's correct, yeah.
But I don't think it was like 6 3-pointers.
No.
I mean,
no.
Batum did a lot. It wasn't like a shot. It was a lot.
And it was all like one after another.
It was
just like, it was a barrage.
It was something. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on a very exciting 76ers win last night. Let's talk to Ed right now. Life advice with the hammer in about 10 minutes. Good morning, Ed.
Yo, Joe, how you doing, buddy?
I'm excited, Ed.
I get it. They won the game, man. That's a good thing. They're not going anywhere, brother.
Well, we'll see. Listen, I hear you, and you may be right. You know, you certainly may be right. Time will tell. I will tell you my poll result, me personally, and my more encouraged or discouraged, I would say discouraged because of the Embiid thing. I think he's injured, and, you know, if they can't get that right quick, I think it's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, I don't know if he's injured, but I'll tell you what, they only won by a point, and that's just because Jimmy Butler got injured. I mean, when you look at it, everybody's saying, Maxie didn't play well, but he had the opportunity to play the whole game. Jimmy Butler? No, not really. So I can't see if the Knicks are the same as the Heat, if not better.
Jimmy Butler still played 40 minutes,
John,
guys.
He couldn't move.
Oh, he did move. I watched
John.
Him move.
He got so much worse as the game went
at
on.
At the end of the game, he was limping off the court.
Bad.
While he was playing, he looked all right.
He looked all right in the second quarter.
It's an MCL, and that hurts.
Second quarter, Jimmy hung in there. By the fourth quarter, he had nothing left. He had nothing left.
Okay. I'm saying – everyone who's chalking this win up to, hey, the Sixers got it just because Jimmy's hurt, I think that's unfair. I do think that there's a lot more to it than that. And there's a lot more to it than Batum bailed us out. Yes.
Not
we
that
needed
much
to
more.
Shoot.
Not too much.
We
that
needed
much
to
more.
Shoot to get them out of that zone, and we were not shooting in
right.
the first half. That's the big difference right there.
All right, Ed,
Nick Batum made the shots that we couldn't make in the first half.
Ed, give me a great answer here for a French connection in honor of Nicolas Batum.
Yeah, no worries. And I'm not saying they won just because Jimmy Butler either, man. Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I just feel like I've heard that a lot today. Joe is
my
saying
My point
that.
Is it helped a lot. Not a little. It helped a lot.
I'll say it. I think if he stays healthy, they lose the game. Like,
I do, too.
Flat out.
I
yeah.
do, too. All right, Ed, give me a French connection.
Hey, let's go with the Magna Carta.
The Magna Carta was British. So, right? I mean, I'm pretty, yeah, it was British. Yeah, so hold on a second.
It was King John, for sure. But...
All right, so here's the deal.
Get some facts and come
but
back
I'm
and
sure
see.
But I'm sure it had to do with France in some way.
No, right? it was British.
It was only British?
Yes, the Magna Carta was British. I'm like 99%.
All I know is King John and 1215. That sticks out to me.
Yeah. 1215 does stick out.
Right? Doesn't that stick
that's
there?
No, no, no. 1215 was... Oh, no, 10,
that's the Magna Carta. 1066 is William the Conqueror.
The Battle
yeah,
of Hastings.
William the Conqueror.
Yes.
1215.
Correct. Correct.
Magna
Carta. All right. Let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. All right. First poll question. After last night's Sixers game, are you more encouraged or discouraged about their chances for a deep playoff run? Let's all go on record here before we get to the poll result. I would say discouraged. Now, look, I'm encouraged that Joel played through it. I'm very encouraged that they got the 7th seed in the pathway that represents with a very winnable series against the Knicks. But I would lean discouraged because of Joel. John, I know you're going to be encouraged, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Seltzer, where are you?
I'm discouraged. Yeah. Okay. I mean, because Embiid. And because, again, it was that hard to beat the Heat.
So you would say this morning you're excited and discouraged.
Exactly. I thought it was super fun. I had a great time last night for most of the, you know, for the second half, and I'm happy they won, and I have the tiniest bit of hope, but I'm discouraged.
I have more than a tiny bit of hope, but Rhea, are you more encouraged or discouraged based on last night?
I am encouraged, even though the first half was dreadful, but I saw coaching in the, you know, I just, and Kyle Lowry, I just, that little bit of edge that he gives you, I mean, I know he's older, but just... What they did coaching, what they did with Batum, giving him that, you know, he said, I was able to block here a shot because I knew it was coming. They showed it to me during the break. They said, this is the play they like to run right here.
That's good stuff.
I mean, so I'm encouraged because he's there. If Doc's there, I don't think we win that game.
John, I got the poll result here. Do you think more people said encouraged or discouraged? We were 50-50 here.
And I think you're crazy. I think it's going to be 70% encouraged.
55% encouraged.
Man.
45% look at it the other way. All right, let's go. Oh, by the way, the other Twitter poll question is who would you rather have as the Eagles head coach, Sirianni or Belichick? Where do you think that result came in today, John?
I just, man, I have no clue because there's so much angst that goes with the Belichick thing. That's going to knock them. So I'm going to say it's close to 50-50.
72% say Nick Sirianni. Imagine that. To the phones we go, Frank in Flowertown. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Frank.
Doing well, Frank.
Hey. First, talk about Belichick. You know how you could just imagine something and you just know it would be awkward? Belichick, Howie, Jeffrey in a room talking about anything seems like that.
No, that's a good call. I have thought about that. It is an odd fit, and the Howie Belichick thing in particular. You know,
I would say
that's a really,
I would describe it as more awkward than taking your cousin to the prom. That's how awkward it would be.
Well, you know,
well done. That's good.
First off, let me say this.
As if.
All right, but I get what you're putting down there, Frankie.
Oh my!
It was her friend.
It was her friend.
It was the cousin's friend.
Thank you, John. Hi,
what's going on here?
Thank
what was that?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All right. French Connection.
Yes.
Anybody yet say Pepe Le Pew?
Has not been said.
Nice.
All right, Frank.
Very nice.
Okay. You got it, my man. Frank, good phone call right there.
It's been a long time since I've thought about Pepe.
It's been a very long time. That is
I really liked Pepe.
Can you do a
lot,
Pepe impression?
Pepe Le Pew, oui, oui. Mademoiselle.
Not too bad.
All right, so better than not too bad, the way the Phillies started off last night with the bats, one after the other. Let's listen to, now it was the bottom of the first, not, you know, technically the start of the game, but after Christopher Sanchez had given up a run, Kyle Schwarber got it right back.
3-2 pitch, swung on, belted. High and deep, right field, that'll tie the game. Long gone for Schwarber, way up into the lower seats in right center. It's his fourth home run of the season, his third leadoff home run of the season. And it's a 1-1 ball game here in the bottom of the first.
1-1 at that point, but the Phils in the bottom of the first, they weren't done. Matter of fact, they weren't done hitting home runs.
Here's Trey Turner, and the pitch from Feltner's blasted to left, way back and gone. Trey Turner on the very next pitch gives the Phillies the lead. back-to-back home runs for Schwarber and Turner. And it's 2-1 Phillies.
Good job, obviously, by those guys getting it going, you know, followed by a Boehm RBI hit, a Marsh RBI hit. Phillies had a big lead for most of the game. It got incredibly shaky there in the eighth inning, but they were able to prevail, pull it out. And Jose Alvarado, who I think it's pretty clear, has established himself as the closer of the Phillies. Now, there will be the occasional matchup scenario where they'll use him in the eighth. But for the most part, Jose Alvarado is the closer. And I don't know that it'll stay that way the whole year.
Eight straight scoreless. He's had innings.
He's pitched well. After a bad start, his ERA was high early. Maybe it's still on the little highish end, but he's getting it down, obviously. And it's just harder when, like Aaron Nola, you pitch six, seven, eight innings, you can get that ERA down quicker. When a reliever gets blown up in a game,
it can take months.
It can.
Yeah.
It can take months. That's exactly right. All right, Chuck in Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, all. What is Frank ever nailed? I was talking to my wife this morning, what it must have been like when Belichick was trying to culture with Lurie, and Lurie likes his long, verbose answers, and Belichick's giving him four words, and then staring at him. Like, what else you got? He developed a counterculture, Belichick, other people have done it. We've had clients that want to come on board. I've told my people no. It's a great client. I said, nope, they don't fit our culture, guys. Be nothing but problems. So, it looks good on paper, but I can fully understand that. Anyway, here's a stat that will surprise you. Mm-hmm. Rojas right now is a -1 center fielder in baseball. Now, that will change, of course, but his range is less than last year so far. Who would have thunk it? Now, that will play itself out with more chances, but for right now, Rojas is one of the worst center fielders in baseball. That doesn't make
I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, it doesn't pass the eye test.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's all. You know what? You guys will agree. He isn't getting a good jump on the balls in front of him so far. You've seen a couple drop where the game announcers have said, oh, that ball looks like maybe that should have been caught. Anyway,
I don't know. You know, some of that might have to do with the weather and things like that,
right? It sure does. It's just an innocuous stat. Anyway, you guys were talking about Harper yesterday. He is leading baseball in D WAR and other metrics, which is a tribute to how hard that son of a gun works. He is just playing phenomenal first base. And then last night, the eighth inning, I think it was Blackman was up, he hit a seed to Harper. Previously, first basemen would have tried to glove that ball. Harper just puts his chest in front of it, lets it bounce. We get the out.
Chuck, you know where he learned that, right? From Buttermaker. In the Bad News
Bears.
Damn
right to camera.
When Buttermaker's strategy was just get your body in front of the ball, Tanner. Hey, Tanner, get your body down. Block the ball. All right?
And he's also making all the scoops.
No, he's playing great day. Hey, Chuck, give me a big answer for a Frenchman.
You know, again, I'm old, but I got to go with this. Popeye Doyle, man.
That's a great answer. I've been waiting all show.
All right, my man. Chuck, appreciate that.
That's the lead character of the movie, The French Connection.
How about that? I was waiting for The French Connection the whole bit because character instead of movie. Fair enough. Let's go to Josh right now. He's calling from Manayunk. They were probably partying in Manayunk last night with the Sixers win. Good morning, Josh.
It was very loud and vocal. You know, some of the establishments, they were fired up. You know, and obviously we had to sweat out the Phillies. But I tell you what, I guess – I agree with you guys. If it wasn't for Nicholas Batum, you know, I mean, how are you leaving him open shot after shot is beyond me. The guy's always been a natural shooter, and it just baffled me last night that they couldn't make the rotation, you know?
Well, but hold on, Josh, to be fair, two things. Number one, when you have players like Embiid and Maxey, other players are going to have open shots. That's what happens. Number two, when a team plays a zone, which Miami played quite a bit last night, you're going to have open shots. I mean, we all know the way to beat a zone is just move the ball to the guy that can get an open shot and make the shot. It's not surprising that Batum had open shots. I mean, that's what happens.
No, that's what he does. That's what he does. That's why, like, when he's constantly making those open shots, Joe, and the game is tight, you've got to adjust. You've got to adjust. You know.
Yeah, but they don't want a single coverage you well. Like the Miami Heat, if it was a 7-game series, would probably live with the strategy, try it again, and hope that Batum goes, you know, 1-for-8 in game two instead of, you know, 6-for whatever he went last night. I mean, he's not going to do that all the time. I will say one thing he does particularly well with those shots. Tobias is not nearly as good at this element. It's the quick release that in many cases doesn't even involve him bringing the ball down.
Right. Keeps it up.
He keeps it up.
Yeah.
And so it's like the Dan Marino pass. It's just bang, it's out.
it is like that. You're right.
It's incredible.
How about that? The Dan Marino pass.
Oh, that was something.
That
man.
Was such a thing.
Oh, it was amazing.
Everyone was trying it out at recess and stuff, trying to do like throw like without taking it back at all. And no one could get it to go more than 5 yards.
Now, to be fair, Josh, the person that shot or threw fastest in human history was Shane in the great book Shane, when he gunned down the bad guy at the end and then lived.
And died.
And lived.
He was dying.
But Shane was a quick on the draw. All right, Josh, give me an answer here. In honor of Nicholas Batum, and let me... Listen, let me play it again, because hopefully we'll have that a lot in the next 2 months. Hopefully there's a couple more games he wins for him. Josh, give me a French connection.
I get it every day. The bacon croissant.
What do you say?
Croissant.
Bacon croissant or something, whatever.
We already had a croissant, though.
Yeah, all right. Well, get a better phone. We'll be able to understand you better next time. All right, coming up in 1 minute, a little life advice. Here's some life advice. You want to call in a WIP? Be on a clear line. Not ripping Josh, great caller. Maybe it was bad luck. Coming up, more life advice with the hammer up ahead here in 30 seconds.
Let's talk about my friends at Mount Holly Nissan. Tina Wright, the owner of Mount Holly Nissan, has a motto. Give the customers the right deal at the right price. Like right now, you can lease a new 24 Nissan Sentra for only $259 a month. It is an amazing deal. New Nissans are arriving daily, and they have a great selection of new and pre-owned Nissans to choose from. Minutes from all bridges, Mount Holly Nissan is the right dealership for you. Stop in or visit online at mthollynissan.com. Again, that website is mthollynissan.com. For all lease deals, please see dealer for details.
All right, great to be with you on an exciting morning here this Thursday morning after both the Sixers and Phillies won last night. Sixers will start Saturday night. They are an ever so slight favorite against the New York Knicks, but it is so close that it is basically considered a toss-up from a betting standpoint. But Slight. I mean, James, would you call this like a 0.5 favorite in football or like a 0.1 favorite
no,
in football?
No, it's like a point.
A half a point?
Sure. It's as close to a pick 'em as you can get because they don't do 0.1 favorites.
I know.
it is like a 0.2 or a 0.3 favorite. It's like as close as it can
get. It's ridiculous. It really is. All right, let's do some little life advice with the hammer.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, here's my first life advice within the segment. Nick Nurse, minimize Tobias. All right. I don't care how much he makes. I don't care that he's been a starter for the last 10 years in the NBA and the last 6 years here. Like, I need guys that will...
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
I mean, seriously. Like, the other guys competed. Tobias played. You guys know...
played while choking, too. Holy cow. Some of those shots.
It was...
A wide open three.
Correct.
And you missed by... It looked like 4 feet.
It was really bad. It was... So, I need more of, you know...
I want to see people rip their heart out of their f***ing chest.
And listen, Oubre does. Lowry does. You know, like more of, I need Heald to give me more of that, but we'll say. All right, life advice, James, what do we got today?
I also have a little life advice. Don't listen to me when it comes to what French means, because je ne sais quoi means I don't know what, or certain I don't know what, and I said it means joy of life. I was thinking of joie de vivre. Bad job by me there. So.
How many people
bad
got to
job you? By me? A few.
A few hundred?
A few, let me. Not as many as 100, but yeah. I apologize. I don't know French. I will never do that again.
All right,
let's get to helping Julie.
But can I just say this?
Yes.
James? And John will know this. Rhea will not know this. Mm-hmm. Not your worst confusion of what something means in the history of shows we've done together.
Oh, yeah, wow.
James said something on the air one time that was so unbelievable.
And I've only heard about this.
Yeah, Spike Eskin deemed
I thought you were talking about the geography issue. Yeah, that was way worse. Like, nothing was ever clear. It's the worst ever.
This is like an urban legend. Yeah.
Let me try to...
It was so bad.
Let me try to...
It was so bad.
Let me try to frame.
Okay.
And I got to be careful in how I present this.
Yeah, don't be careful here.
So the whole idea of walking down the street and a man, you know, to be a gentleman, walk closest to the car to protect the lady that you're walking with. James somehow got that conflicted with, how do we put this here,
James? We don't put it, no. With a different word that has absolutely nothing to do with that.
I'm confused.
And is not a word that should be said on radio. And I think that's the best we can
do. All right, fair enough. We'll move on. James, don't say that again. Let's get to some word life advice. What do we
got? All right, we're going to have Julia.
Someone asked me on the street. I'll tell you what it was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ask off the air.
Off the air.
I'll tell you off the air, too. Yeah. All right, this is from Julie. She says, hey, Hammer, I love my job. It invigorates me, and I never wake up unhappy to go to work. However, I keep getting passed over for a promotion that I clearly deserve. There have been two people promoted ahead of me. Both have been here significantly shorter than me, and I actually even trained one of them. My bosses always give me positive reinforcement when I ask and say I'm doing a great job, but their actions speak louder than words. I've asked about the promotions and been told by my bosses that I'm doing a good job and to keep doing what I'm doing, but it's impossible to not get frustrated. Again, the most important thing is that I love my job and I don't want to leave. I don't even really want to threaten leaving, but obviously I'm annoyed. What should I do, Hammer?
Well, look, a lot of people have been in this spot. I've been in that spot, actually. So I'll say a few things here. Number one, I think you should open your mind up to leaving. Look, it's your choice. If you want to stay, stay. But I don't think it's advisable if it continues for, you know, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. So I think you should start getting your mind open to the possibility of leaving. Any number of things could be going on here. Obviously, I think you said, James, it's Julie.
Julie is
okay,
her name,
so
yes.
Could it be a sexist situation? Sure, it could be a sexist situation. Hopefully it's not, you know, try to figure out if there's some discrimination there going on. But it may be something as simple as the other people are better at what is they're being hired for than at least your bosses perceive you to be. I mean, maybe they are better. Maybe here's another possibility. Maybe you're really, 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 really good at what you do. And your bosses value you at being really, 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 really good at what you do. Sometimes people get stuck where they are because you make your boss's job easier doing what you do.
I've been in that situation.
You probably are in that situation.
I know.
Right?
A little bit.
Is that fair?
In a way.
Like, James, you could be hosting a show 5 days a week. So, you know, look, Julie, you got to discern the full picture. It's not easy, but, you know, do your best to try to evaluate the full scope of things. Maybe you do need to get something better at something that the job is being hired for. I can't answer that. Don't know, but
I do. She says she's talked to her boss a few times. Make sure that message with the boss is getting across that you are interested.
Really good point, John.
I agree. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
All right, that's a little life
advice.
Make
it very clear.
Yes.
Yeah. A little life
advice
on this Thursday morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, up ahead, time's yours and a lot more after a great night with the Sixers last night. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, where obviously you can bet the NBA playoffs the whole way. Now, another game tonight, that one out west. one more back in the East tomorrow. NBA playoffs obviously upon us. It's going to be Philadelphia and New York in a couple days. Find the bet or bets that work with you for you within any of these games and lock in with FanDuel Sportsbook the entire NBA playoffs. Right now, this is a great deal. New customers that bet with FanDuel Sportsbook can play their way into $150. And this is unique and amazing. Just place a $5 bet, $5 bet, and you will get $150 in bonus bets whether you win or lose that $5 bet. And I emphasize lose because, you know, you could lose, but think of it this way. If you lose the bet, you still win $150 in bonus bets that you can then use. So an incredible, what I'd call win-win. Lock it in with FanDuel Sportsbook.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I can do it.
So breath.
I can refrain. Yeah. I'm a refrainer.
You did. Sweet little. Might be the most excited Richie's ever been in studio.
Got it. It's in my bag. So you know what's also thanks, boy. You know what's also in my bag? Scolding the audience when they do bad.
It is, right.
So let me have a whack at a French connection. Things that. There you go. French related, you know, not like, all right, Paris Olympics coming up in like 4 months. So no one cared about that today. And no one wanted to say that. The French Revolution?
Yeah.
Like we're 3 hours and 34 minutes into the show. No one said the French Revolution or Napoleon? My guy. My guy, Napoleon, my dude.
He was not French, though. I mean, it would be a good answer, but not French.
Because I read an 847-page book on Napoleon, so I get to.
Did other people read that book?
Yeah.
Are they all? Is that all their guy?
They don't talk about it like I do. Like I'm just looking for credit. You know my game, John. All I'm doing is trying to, you know, like seem like a learned man. That's probably the thickest book I have.
You put that on the shelf to
show?
John,
prominently displayed.
You're reading prowess?
If I read 847 pages, I want some credit for it. Give me some freaking credit when you walk in my apartment. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Big win, Sixers, last night, what they did. Let's get to Glenn in Wilmington. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say, man, first of all, we are a 7th seed on the books, but Joel Embiid being out is the reason why we claim the 7th seed.
That's right. Yes.
We cannot play like crap like that against a lower seeded team. If we're going to go in New York and think that we could play like that and win something,
yeah,
man, the only thing we're going to win is first person home.
Everything except I call the 2 seed the higher seed.
I was just about to say.
You want to call it the lower seed.
Face a lower seed.
I know what you mean, and maybe you're technically accurate, but I get your point, Glenn. Obviously, the Sixers need to play better when they face different competition. But Glenn, I will say this. The good news is, I don't believe they'll play a truly great team until Boston, and that's still a whole month from now. No one will. I mean, the Knicks, listen, they're pretty good. Okay? They are. They're pretty good. But I don't think they're more than pretty good. And that's why the Sixers could win it, even if the Sixers don't play their best.
Understand. And at the end of the day, that team's still developing. So I think we're definitely the better team there.
Well, it depends on Joel's physicality. You know, it really does. Glenn, give me an answer here for a French connection.
Actually, my answer, I hope nobody said it, but I was hoping if you could help me out by spelling it. Ménage à trois.
Well, it's already been said, so it's off the board. Yeah. I'm better at doing it than spelling it, but you tell me.
Settle down.
The what, Glenn?
I'm telling.
The French kiss. Something you can't do.
Has also been said. You got one more shot.
All right, my shot would be, no, see, Joe, I ain't got no go.
And I don't know what that is. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'm telling Amy. Wait, maybe, do you think Amy heard that?
Free Amy.
Okay. Yeah. I think she'd still be more morally offended.
She probably wouldn't be thrilled that it's being discussed in the air.
Yeah, maybe like spread to the Delaware Valley. Yeah.
But also, Jim Calhoun has something to weigh in here on this one.
Get some facts and come back and see.
I think he thinks it never happened.
Oh. You might not be the only one.
And I think Jim Calhoun.
And Jim knows.
Jim Calhoun would be correct. Although right. There was one. One missed opportunity.
What?
And it was a whole thing. But we'll
that was a whole thing.
We'll move on. Let's go to Scott right now.
Try move on.
Scott's calling from Green Lane. Hi, Scott in Green Lane.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, is that a street or is that a town?
It's a town up here in Upper Montgomery County. All
now, right. Do you also have a street called Green Street or Green Lane within Green Lane?
No.
Nobody.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet there's a Green Street.
Maybe
there
is
in Philly. I mean, we got a Green Street here.
Yeah, Green Drive.
Green Lane, too.
You
know?
Well, yeah. I just hope you didn't mix me up with Green Lane down towards Philly there. But anyway, what prompted me to call was your stadium thing. I just hope, please, please tell me they don't have blue and gold uniforms.
I don't know. There's only so far my Brazil knowledge goes.
I mean, when you said they couldn't wear green down in that stadium.
Yep.
I instantly thought of blue and gold and what that would look like. I turned the Phillies game on it.
Help me understand. What's the connection with blue and
gold?
The
City Connect, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
The Phillies.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you, my man.
Yeah, so I just hope they don't come up with some stupid Thursday night uniform to go down there. You know what I mean?
Friday night.
No, they won't do that. What they would do is just put on the roadies.
Okay.
So it's not like
the other.
But then the other team, could they both wear white?
Yeah.
No.
That's my point.
No, they can't.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and you can't put a green stripe on it. What are you going to wear? Black.
I mean, both teams' helmets are green.
Scott.
Yeah. Exactly.
You could do the black alternate.
Maybe.
But what about Green Bay?
All right, Scott. You bring up good points here. Give me an answer for something with a French connection.
Well, one guy stole my Pepe. You stole Napoleon from me. I've been waiting over 30 minutes with that answer. Yep. So now I have to go with the Pink Panther.
Yeah, the right. Pink Panther.
I like that.
I love that song, too. Pink Panther, what a cool
da-dun.
Song.
Da-dun.
Oh, very distinctive.
Yeah. Very. Does the 20-year-old know the Pink Panther?
No way.
I think you're right. Do they recognize the song?
Probably not.
I bet they do. I bet there's something online, something that happened that it was attached to. I don't know, a video clip somewhere.
Seltzer, do you think the Pink Panther, because I know you rotate James during Beat the Hammer, like mostly it's the Darth Vader music, sometimes it's the Benny
Hill
music.
To throw a little Pink Panther in there?
Sometimes it's, you know, when I'm General Patton coming out. But the Pink Panther song.
I could dig this.
It might, like,
is as iconic as it gets for me.
But it is more appropriate than Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more Pink. I mean, the Pink Panther was kind of fumbling and bumbling,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A little bit. It wasn't like he was, you know. The coolest guy.
And I lost last week.
Or Panther.
Pink Panther. I'm going to write that down. I mean, listen, the audience might have. I mean, I don't.
It's a good song.
Yeah, Pink.
And it is a walk-up type feel.
It is. All right. It's something to consider.
That's appropriate.
Well, that's my point.
I like it a lot.
For how people perceive me. There's a difference between actually appropriate for me and how people root against me and want me to slink in there and lose. Like, by the way.
You want me to say, I agree?
Yeah, you'd say whatever you want.
Like
could you
the perception,
could you imagine
the reality.
If someone at Citizens Bank Park, that was their walk-up music every time? That'd be great.
You could do
Pink
it.
Panther walk-up music.
It is pretty good. I mean, that's as self-effacing as it gets.
Like
if
here
you're
comes,
walking up
here
with
comes
that.
Bryce Harper.
I really think it's good.
And I'm taking it.
I mean,
for Beat the Hammer, I'm claiming it.
Can you imagine this?
Get it in the rotation, James.
Battle him. Can you imagine battle hymns walk up?
Yeah, that's too reverent for a baseball game. You know, that's.
I think Hank Panther might be the answer.
All right, let's get to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's going on, Chuck?
Yo, what's up, Joe? What's going on?
Quite a bit, man. It's all good, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hugh Wilson's in that studio with you. How's everybody doing today? Hey, listen, great game yesterday. I'm not going to go through it and say it was, something like the greatest game that Joel's ever played in the playoffs. So I'm not going there, okay? Great game. I was a little worried, you know, at the beginning. But I tell you, they got to get it together going against the Knicks, okay? I was encouraged to see them win. They got to get together going against the Knicks. And another thing is, Joe, drives me crazy, Joe, up a wall, okay? I need Embiid with more of a competitive edge. I don't need your soap opera love story with Jimmy Butler on the floor. You know what I mean? I just don't need that right there. You know
I didn't see that last night. You thought he was a little too friendly?
Man, you know, as soon as he get hurt, he want to help the guy up, and it's just too much.
Well,
man,
it was a potentially serious injury. I mean, there is a human side. If the guy, like, we didn't know initially if he blew out his knee or
friends.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, but not Michael Jordan wouldn't care if, you know, he's best friends with
Satan. Well, Jordan played you in all those years.
Jimmy Butler, if he's got a chance to sniper you, he's going to snipe you.
That's right.
Okay, he don't care. You know, you could be concerned after the game. I mean, but during the game, man, come on, man. Like, it's just, I'm tired of seeing that, man. You know, help the guy up every time you hit him down. Like, come on, man. It's a competitive basketball game. I mean, we don't have no friends in the situation right now, you know? And let me tell you something. Anytime Jimmy got a chance to sniper you, he's going to do it. So, I mean, you know, I just want Joel to realize that, you know, this guy could be your friend. But on the court.
No, I get your point.
Man.
All right, Chuck, give me something with a French connection. You can win the Aerosmith tickets.
You guys owe me tickets already. You owe me tickets from the last documentary, the documentary thing Devaney just sent me. But you know what? I'll take a gift card at McGurk's. If you don't send me the tickets, you know what I mean?
You'll call for your prize. why don't you just take $10,000 while you're at it?
When are you going to send me? When are you going to send me?
I will put you on hold.
You don't even know what you're talking about,
and we
Chuck.
Can have some. We can deal with this. Like if we're
the
delinquent.
It was a documentary.
Yeah, wait, we'll do it off the air, Chuck.
It doesn't sound like it was our show, though, Chuck.
All right. Oh, well, that's a whole nother matter. All right, Chuck goes on hold. Seltzer, let Wechter deal with that. You probably don't want to deal with that. One quick question before time's yours. You know, as a boss, I'm thinking of the Miami Heat. And, John, like, when you see Pat Riley in the stands, that guy's a boss guy.
He sure is.
So, Ray, I got a question for you because you were there. So is he surrounded by just hundreds of Sixers fans in his section? Do you have any idea, like, I mean, like, he and Alonzo Mourning
was pretty, like, I wasn't looking at him because I didn't never watch the TV.
Like, John, how much security do you think they have? Because, I mean, Pat Riley looked like,
court.
I know, but he's still in the stands.
Yeah,
to an extent.
I thought it was weird too, Joe.
Bench.
Like, that's Pat Riley.
Yeah, but it's also Alonzo Mourning.
It is Alonzo Mourning, but I'm just saying, it's also,
it's got
like,
some muscle.
It's also 1,000 people within, you know, 100 feet of them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. All right.
He's pretty comfortable in that setting, though.
No, I hear. He's been there before. Yeah. Time's Yours coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute to Time's Yours, plus the montage of what went down last night. One more time before we get out of here. All that up ahead in just a moment. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center with their decades of experience in complex dental treatment. I've been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you got a big old problem with your teeth, you need a major solution, know this. PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington, they can provide that solution for you. So get yourself there. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for 2 lines of unlimited. After a big-time comeback last night, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall during that Nick Nurse halftime speech. He probably reached down everybody's throat and ripped their hearts out and said, if you want these back, you got to go out and compete. You got to go out and take it. It's not going to be easy. We took it! We're going to win!
It would would be fascinating to know his style in those moments because, John,
it's not that. I think he's drawing things up, and it's really smart, and guys are putting their heads together.
I disagree.
Coaches,
I think it was some yelling.
Well, I do. I think Nick Nurse is very measured in the way that he approaches things, and the X's and O's are so locked down. Like, he's so smart.
I know. But
if there's yelling, it's very measured, and he chooses his spots.
Maybe, but I'll just say this. Knowing that losing that game means you got to play the Celtics, if you even win in 2 days, I think that was a code red at halftime.
That's an urgent moment.
It was very urgent. Yeah.
There's our leader, Jalen Hurts, already putting out some excuses real early, and OT didn't even start yet. Ooh, we got a new coordinator. I got to learn stuff. It's not like you have the best weapons this franchise has ever seen. Ooh, I don't know.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. All right.
Nicolas Batum, the first Frenchman to save the city of Philadelphia since General Lafayette did the same thing in the actual year, 1776. Time is certainly yours.
I love it. Listen, Lafayette was said earlier, potential winning answer on our show, and with that, time's yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
If you ever want to read a good book on the Revolutionary War, something called Valley Forge, and all about Washington and Valley Forge and Lafayette coming over and all that good stuff. It's pretty fascinating. All right, let's get to how it sounded one more time because it was a thrilling comeback. It was a disastrous first half, and much of it is captured, as we're going to need one final time. I'll listen back, a montage to last night.
Harris had it. Harris goes back up. Missed the layup. Gets it again. Harris will try again. Missed again. And the lead is up to 9, a 17-point turnaround here in the first half. Butler with his fourth steal. Gets inside, lays it up and in. And boos raining down here in the first half from the frustrated Sixer fans. And that will end an impressive first half on the road for Miami, holding Joel Embiid to 2 of 8 shooting. And the Sixer fans not happy. It's Miami up a dozen here in the play-in game.
So Stephen A., the 76ers are 2-14 this season when trailing by 10 or more at the half.
Oh, that means they're going to lose again.
Only so that means. Find out.
There we have it.
All right, it's that time for chicken. Free chicken. Yes! And the crowd explodes. Batum fakes, Batum fires, and hits. And this place has come alive. And not just because of the chicken. It's an 8-point game. Sixers playing now with some tenacity. Nick Batum connects on a three. Third three-pointer of the game for Batum. It's back to 2. B, here comes the double team. Kicks it back out. Heald looking. Batum, no hesitation. Another. Nick Batum lighting it up. 4 three-pointers off the bench. And B tries a 3. Got it.
They just feel like they're playing with an entirely different level of intention on both ends.
Batum, quick three-pointer. It's good! Nick Batum does it again! 5 three-pointers in Philadelphia. Their first lead since the first quarter. Back to Batum. Fakes, 1 dribble. Puts up another 3. It's good! It's a Batum bonanza here in the second half. The Sixers go up by 4. Batum on the drive, the pull-up shot won't go. Fight for the rebound, and Embiid comes out with it. He's fouled. Shot is good, and 1. Chance for a three-point play as the Sixers go back up by 1. Here goes Hero. Fires up, blocked by Batum. Ball kept alive. Oubre comes out with a foul against Miami. Nick Batum with more heroics.
He goes out to dinner tonight in Philadelphia. He's not paying for dinner. Or drinks.
1-point game with 3/10 of a second remaining. Ball knocked loose, and that'll do it. The game is over, and the Sixers survive. An inspiring victory here on the play-in game.
Just an awesome victory. Scary as hell getting there, but they pulled it out. Batum! Batum!
Batum!
He did it, man. He really did. All right, let's get right to turn and two here because, actually not to turn and two, to give it a winning answer because we had so many great answers said through the show. So let's just get right to it. So, again, we were looking in honor of Nicolas Batum for a French connection. Now, a lot of good answers. The French kiss, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Statue of Liberty, the
that's
French.
A big one.
That's a big one. French fries, Ben Franklin, who spent a lot of his life in France. The Lafayette and other Frenchmen role in the winning of the Revolutionary War and really turning the war around. That's a very big answer. Les Mis, Mardi Gras, the Battle of Normandy is
huge
an enormous
answer.
Answer.
Huge.
Mardi Gras is a huge answer.
Over the Battle of Normandy?
All right, so I'm inclined to go Battle of Normandy. Rhea, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to.
It really is.
Yeah, I think that and Lafayette are probably my two favorites.
You know what? They did us a favor. Let's talk about when we paid them back with a favor. Battle of Normandy, U.S. going over there, saving Europe, 1944, D-Day, the whole deal. All right, congratulations to Dennis. A lot of great answers to that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.